Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Third Option by Vince Flynn, read by Nick Sullivan.
Prelude. There exists in America a silent and invisible order made up of former soldiers, intelligence officers, and diplomats. In Washington, they are everywhere and they are nowhere. The average person never sees them, never pauses to think about them, never notices the hand they may have had in a seemingly ordinary death. Most people never stop to think twice about the drug overdose of a lobbyist reported on page B2 of the Washington Post's Metro section, or the suicide of a colonel in the United States Army, or the fatal mugging of a White House staffer. Average Americans are too busy living their lives to look beyond the headlines and wonder what secrets these people may have taken to their graves. Among those in the know, eyebrows are raised and even a few quiet questions asked. But ultimately, a blind eye is turned and life goes on. To seek answers from this dark community is a very dangerous thing. It is the world of covert operations, a very real but unseen part of our government's foreign and sometimes domestic policy. It is bigger than any one person. It is the third option. And it is one that is not always used by wise and honorable men. Chapter 1. Through the darkness, the man moved from tree to tree, working his way toward the large house. The 19th century estate, 40 miles south of Hamburg, Germany, spanned 112 acres of beautiful rolling forest and farmland, and was designed after the Grand Trianon at Versailles in France. It had been commissioned by Heinrich Hagenmiller in 1872 to win further favor with William I of Prussia, the newly crowned German emperor. Portions of it had been sold off over the years as it became too expensive to maintain so much land. The man walking silently through the woods had already studied hundreds of photographs of the property and its owner. Some of the photos were snapped from satellites orbiting the Earth thousands of miles up, but most were taken by the surveillance team that had been in place for the last week. The assassin had arrived from America only this afternoon and wanted to see with his own eyes what he was up against. Photographs were a good start, but they were no substitute for being there in person. The collar of his black leather jacket was flipped up around his neck to ward off the bite of the cold fall evening. The temperature had dropped 20 degrees since sunset. For the second time since leaving the cottage, he stopped dead in his tracks and listened.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?